daughter would do such a thing. Now where was her roommate? That was an ugly week in Atlanta, everyone looking for a missing college co-ed, while the mercury climbed to nearly 100 degrees. Efforts started strong, but petered out. Then a couple of hikers found Wilson's body in the fall. It was all the way up in the Tallulah Gorge, nearly 100 miles away. The body was still clad in Wilson's party clothes, right down to her 3-inch heels. Not so peaceful in death this time, however. For one thing, the scavengers had gotten to her first. For another, her skull was shattered into little bits, probably from taking a header down one of the granite cliffs. Another head-scratcher. Wilson's purse was recovered from the gorge. No sign of any drugs. But strangely enough, neither was there any sign of her vehicle or her car keys. The Rabun County Sheriff's Office inherited that corpse, and the case, once again, faded from the news. The man clipped a few articles. He didn't really know why. He just did. In 1999, it happened again. Heat wave hit. Temperatures and tempers went soaring, and 2 young girls went out to a bar one night and never made it back. Casey Cooper and Josie Anders from Macon, Georgia. 2 days later, Josie Anders' body was found along US 441, 10 miles from the Tallulah Gorge,